Hello, Florence. This is the second day of December, and it's getting close to our rendezvous period. I expect that you and I should be meeting one another about the 20th of this month. Saigon, I hope anyway. They haven't set the date that they're gonna, that you can come over. But I got a feeling it's gonna be the 20th or the 22nd till the 1st, maybe from the 20th to the 5th or something like that. Anyway, tomorrow I'm going to write a letter to Canto or someplace requesting that you be permitted to come to visit old Carly and the troops down in Bentray. They let some people come down last year, one woman, and I asked the boss if he had any objections. He said no. He said, bring your wife down. It's a good deal. So we're going to try and get you down here. I hope there's no action going on, so the VC will leave us celebrate Christmas in peace and peace on earth. But you can never tell. But just from the past action, there hasn't been too much going on, so it looks as though you might be able to make it without any trouble. I was in Canto yesterday to a meeting, and I came home this morning. I had to stay overnight, but I got an airplane at 7:30 this morning and came home pretty early. I got home about 8:30, and I did a full day's work, I guess. But I'm kind of tired tonight, like I didn't sleep too well last night, and I guess I didn't, I don't know. I had a, kept thinking I was awake. I run into couple of fellows who work in the GSO, and we went down and had dinner last night, or rather we talked a long time and went down and had a sandwich after dinner. Then I came back and one of the guys said, why don't you sleep in this apartment that's empty here? He said, person just got transferred and I'm moving into it tomorrow, and there's nobody in it tonight. So I went over and got myself an air-conditioned room and stayed all night like was made for me. But the bed is too soft and sagged in the middle. And I woke up at 3, 4, 5, and so forth. Well, anyway, I was awake early enough to catch my airplane. And I'm kind of sleepy tonight. I don't feel like I've got too much life in me. I thought I was feeling pretty good, and then I ate a bunch of candy this afternoon. And I don't like to eat candy, and I don't like to get fat, and I don't like a lot of things. I just like, I like somebody to talk to tell my troubles to, more than anything else. Because I'm getting kind of lonesome for my baby, like I've been lonesome, but I'm getting a little bit punchy. And need the old vacation again. We've been not doing too much. I seem to work all day with my brain. I seem to never get things done. I've got some things to do that have been hanging fire. And I swear to goodness I'm going to get them done tomorrow. If I can. And I sure hope I can. One is I've got to go see the power plant, man. Let's get some bills straightened out. Well, I've got been getting pretty good mail from you. I got a letter from that mom wrote, and the Thanksgiving cards, and the letter from Lorraine about the stroke. You don't go for that stroke business? I thought about that when she wrote that. She kind of tossed it off. I've been feeling not so good since my stroke. That's bound to catch anybody, make them gasp, a stroke? For goodness sakes, nobody told me she had a stroke. So you think about it a little more. But there's nobody to tell us but her, since nobody writes to us but her. And she writes, and since she shut off mom and dad, and I don't think she should do that, we have no way of knowing unless she writes us. But such is life, and the way it goes, and who knows, maybe we should write to her a little more. I should write, and I will, I promise, very sincerely, when I get a battery to my typewriter. I'm going to send away and see if I can't have them send me a battery. It's just too much for me not to have my typewriter to type with. And I don't seem to have enough electricity here to pull the juice and make it snap too. Well, how have you been doing anyway? Your letters seem to be sometimes up, sometimes down. I think the mail's about got you whipped, or the lack of letters. I guess maybe I could write to you during the day. But I can't do that either. I can't even sit still there during the day. People are coming through there like crazy. They want to move me over to